Hello and welcome everyone again to a new episode on songwriting tips and tricks. My name is Keeper and I'm really excited to talk to you again today. Thank you so much for the reviews and messages you sent to me in the last weeks. And if you liked the show so far, please consider sharing it with friends that could benefit from it and leave a review on whatever platform you're using. In the last episode, we've been talking about songwriting while at home during the corona pandemic and a possible lockdown in your country. This time, however, I want to focus more on what a songwriter in fact is. Are we modern day poets? Are we full-fledged musicians? Are we authors? Playwrights, perhaps to some degree. What do the lines that we write really mean in context? So maybe some of you ask themselves what art they are producing. And to be honest, I ask this question most of the time. I mean, from a literature point of view, we are developing plots, we are searching for rhymes and for words, and maybe even look for the meter. On the other hand, as musicians, we try to make the lyrics fit the melody and meter of the music that was composed by us or others, or we are trying to find a suitable melody to words we have written previously. So what really is a songwriter now? One could argue that songwriters are modern-day poets, but this definition is somewhat limited because, as songwriters, we do what feels right to us and fits the music. We do not count the meter rigidly, perhaps, or know about iambs, dactyls, or anything else of such sort. Another thing is that the most of us write about day-to-day life and love and all these worn-out cliches. This sure is something to write about, yet it means that a lot of other issues are not being touched or covered in songs. Many songwriters think about marketing too early and write what might attract an audience. But that is not art, is it? I mean, you could be paid to write a song about something in specific, but the most powerful songs are those that are inspired by things that happen to you or you observe. And these songs also cover things that were not in the spotlight or only had little media coverage before. So if you are an aspiring songwriter, what would you choose to do? Would you like to write songs that are empowering people and have topics and viewpoints that no one else uses? Or would you like to be someone creating standard pop songs that will be lost over the centuries, decades, or maybe perhaps even years? Because it is not those that do things like the rest that stand out, but those that dare to do something different. Perhaps when you are writing your next song, try to write about something else except love. Maybe you are familiar with Emily Dickinson, who was a famous American poet from the 19th century, and her poems got published only after her death, so she never got any credit for it in her lifetime. She wrote about her experiences and oftentimes her thoughts on death and the life that follows it. As a woman, she was not allowed to neither vote nor did she have access to a proper education, and she was not religious or spiritual in any way. And despite all this, she kept writing and kept around 2,000 poems hidden in a chest in her room. She wrote about everything that inspired her, not thinking about how to market it or how to put it out on Spotify. Now you might argue, alright, there was no such thing as Spotify or anything like it at that time. And you're right. And to make it even worse, as a woman, it was not appreciated to publish anything or even have a perspective or viewpoint on things. But poetry was her life, so she kept writing. But to save the reputation of her family, she never published anything herself. There's a really interesting TV series on Apple TV Plus, which released a few months ago, called Dickinson, and Dickinson herself is portrayed by Hayley Steinfeld, and so you might want to check it out to have more insight into the life of Dickinson. It is a modern day adaptation, of course, so it's not really what happened in these days. If you want to have more insight into her poetry, head over to Tumblr and search for the blog to this podcast, as this month there are special posts on Dickinson and of course her poetry as well. So, moving on. Songwriters are poets to some degree, as we write poems in a way. But as I mentioned before, we need to find original topics to write about or incorporate to stand out and not just be one more songwriter among others. The most natural approach is to read poetry, really do it every day, ranging from ancient Greek or Roman poetry to modern days. There is tons of poetry out there, ranging from philosophers over poets and from every time frame or era you want to, that might ignite a spark of some sort and get you off the beaten track. Be that songwriter in a room at an open mic night that has read the most poetry and consequently has songs that carry something more than just the regular developments of plots. You will start to understand poetry and how to build tension. Don't let the music do that. It hardly ever will do the trick on its own. So, are we authors then? Well, in a way, yes, as songwriters try to write a coherent story with different protagonists and various narrative approaches. If you need more insight on this, listen to the episode Wait, Who's Talking? To hear more about narrative situations. But most beginner songwriters do not think about structuring their songs beforehand or while writing. They just start, which is good of course, as we need to start somewhere, but have a look at famous songs, there's a clear structure in the plot. I'm not talking about the verse, chorus or bridge, but about the introduction, the central or main part, and the closure. It bears a close resemblance to novels sometimes. But we do not have 500 pages to get to the end, instead just 3.5 minutes until the end or a minute to get to the chorus nowadays. So it is essential to know what to say when and at what pace. People will need to understand immediately what the story is about and what to expect, even if the theme is new to them. Still, it is essential to surprise them at any part of the song. So structure your song before and while you're writing. Try using a mind map or a storyboard to help you structure. Try to know that character in detail, how she moves, how he looks, what sound her snore has, and so forth. Try to find inspiration in people and things around you. Maybe let the character say a phrase that a co-worker in your sideline job often says, or let her or him have the hair of a person that you saw on the train, perhaps. Basing stories upon facts from reality is often a potent mechanism to make a story more relatable. You could as well choose traits of characters from your favorite film or TV series to adapt in your songs. So this really interludes to the next part I want to talk about. Are we playwrights to some degree? Well, it's a tough question. In combination with the previous one, I would say to some degree we are, but only while we are writing the song. We direct when characters appear and what they do. Adding the music part, this is a lot more relevant. We need to know at what point what part of the story is suited best, if the music does even fit the story at all. You might as well want to put your favorite book or film into a song. Then it is crucial to strip it down to the key concepts and elements to make it fit the time frame. And when I'm talking about the time frame, this is the part that authors are less concerned with, as they have loads of pages ahead of them and enough time, as much time as they want to, even perhaps. We know that we have limited time to tell our story, and we know when a change in the music happens and how it sounds. So perhaps think of yourself not as a playwright, but as a songwriter, as you are focused on auditive input rather than visual input, meaning visual input from stage or film material. As a songwriter, you are rather concerned with auditive input rather than visual input, and the song is our stage, and we need to know what has to happen, at what point, why, and how it happens. So, turning over to music finally. Are we musicians? Well, that's easy. Yes, of course we are. This is what got us started on songwriting in the first place, wasn't it? But think about your music education. Have you been taught traditionally, or did you learn most of this stuff yourself? If you know how to play your instrument, do you play other instruments as well? Do you know music theory by heart, or do you need to Google all the times? Did you play in a band or know about arrangements through YouTube or other sources? How solid is your music background, really? This is a question that bugs me most of the time. I taught myself how to play the guitar, and I've been singing my whole life, but I always doubt my musicianship. I'm binge-watching Music Theory Fundamentals and teach myself other instruments to close the blank spaces that a traditional education would not have left, perhaps. I even bought a MIDI drum set to work on micro timing with apps like Melodix and Co. Yes, we are musicians, I would say, but at what stage of our musical journey we are really lies in our own hands. It is essential to learn new things every day. If you don't, you surely will get frustrated, so consider taking half an hour each day to learn music theory, listen to intervals, or to learning fancy chords and songs that implement these, listen to new music even, and old music, dare to make your own set of rules and break it again. This is how you grow, both in music and in writing. So next time, when you are writing a song, use a random song and try to use the chord progression or time signature. Combine songs and styles, take as much input from others as you can, because this way, your music will always be different, but still yours. Your music will be instantly more exciting and attract audiences as it incorporates a lot of genres and styles. So now, let us talk about something I've been raving about: painting pictures with words. And this really is in the domain of poets, perhaps, but try to imagine for a second that you were an artist and you have a blank canvas in front of you. Where would you start? What color would you choose? And what brush? And in the end, what picture do you see in front of your inner eye? What should this picture invoke in the mind of an audience? Pictures might be able to tell more than 1,000 words, but the right or wrong words in context could really meet or destroy expectations. Try to describe as vividly as possible. Shed light on detail that was previously hidden, and dare to be the Picasso that paints melting clocks. Try to be irrational in the creation and later judge what you've done, not while you're doing it. Dare to take bold turns, as this song is yours, and if you do not want to share it with anybody, just put it in a box like Dickinson did and wait until you die, perhaps. So much on what songwriters are. Do you have any other comparison or idea that could touch the work of songwriters? Don't bother sending it via Instagram, Facebook, WordPress or Tumblr, and surely I gladly reply and perhaps even incorporate this in the next episode. And if you like the program so far, I'd really appreciate if you rate and review the show or episode on the platform you're listening to right now. As always, the transcripts will be on Tumblr and Facebook. And at this point, I would like to thank you again for tuning in once more and staying tuned on Songwriting Tips and Tricks. I wish you all the best with writing your next song and perhaps sending me some stuff to listen to while I'm preparing the next episode. So, thank you again. My name's Keeper and I hope you're doing great. See you next episode. Bye.